Today's meditation is on Luke chapter 17. There are bound to be things that will cause people to stumble, so I am careful not only to not stumble, but also to not cause someone else to stumble. I would rather be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around my neck than to cause someone to spend an eternity in hell. I am alert to the condition of my brothers and sisters in Christ. If I see them going in the wrong direction, I cry out and correct them. If there is true repentance on their part, I forgive them. Even if they sin against me 7 times in a day and come back to me saying they repent, I will forgive them. No matter how many times in one day, if they say, "I'm sorry, I am changing, forgive me," I will forgive them each and every time, even if it takes great faith for me to do so. Jesus said, "If I have the faith like a grain of mustard seed, I can say to a tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will respond to my faith and obey me. So in faith, I speak to the obstacles in my path and command them to move, and they do. I do not expect accolades or thanks for doing my job. I am a faithful servant of God, undeserving of special praise. I am just doing what is expected of me and fulfilling my duties. I will praise God in a loud voice and throw myself at His feet and thank Him for all that He has done for me. It is only by His grace, accessed through my faith, that I receive salvation and my life has been made whole. God's kingdom does not come simply by obeying principles or waiting for signs. The kingdom is not discovered in one place or another. God's kingdom realm is already here. It's right in our midst, and I have access to it through Jesus, who sits at the right hand of Father God. Even though I have a great passion within me to see Jesus face to face, when someone tells me, 'Look, He is returned,' or 'There He is,' or 'Here is the Messiah,' I won't go running off with them. I know the voice of my Lord. His return will burst forth with the brightness of a lightning strike that shines from one end of the sky to the other, illuminating the earth. Just as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, it will be when Jesus returns. People will be eating, drinking, marrying, buying and selling, planting and building, totally unaware of what is coming. And in the blink of an eye, everyone and everything they have built will be destroyed. When Jesus is revealed, no one should try to save any possessions or look back at what they have. Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. I am not obsessed with being secure in this earthly way of life. I know that will only lead to losing it all, including my life. But I willingly let go of my life and surrender to God, and in so doing, I discover true life. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.